If I get locked up tonight, then I might not come home tonight.
Keep it moving. Off and on, Eminem is on. Off and on, Dr. Dre is on. Hey, yo, fuck that. Turn that shit off. Let's get the fuck up out of here. You know how we do.
Okay, we're on the air and the show is officially starting, and I'm not going to play intro music.
Okay.
Because I do what I want.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
I skipped a lunch for this.
Oh, well.
With someone I'm not probably shouldn't be seeing anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yay! Phone losers saved my life again.
Okay, so I guess we have ideas, but we've done absolutely no prep work. And so I guess most of the show is just going to be spent looking up numbers.
Yeah, basically just look up animal shelters and homeless shelters.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
Have you got any suggestions for cities?
Yeah, look up the SPCA in Boston.
SPCA. Now everyone else is going to look it up and call it and warn them.
Oh, okay. Who cares?
So we're going to LOL about dead pets today.
Yep. Should be funny.
Sounds hilarious. I wrote on phonelosers.org that this is a tribute show to Thomas Edison, who loved to torture domestic pets, animals.
Did he?
Yep. That's what he's known for.
I thought he was known for electricity and shit like that.
Yeah, he discovered electricity.
For making the light bulb or some shit.
He didn't make shit. He didn't make shit, Stacy. All he did was electrocute animals and people. He invented the electric chair.
Oh my god. Did he? Are you rewriting history?
No, you didn't know about that. Like he wanted to demonstrate how dangerous AC power was, because that was a competitor of his DC power. So he like hired kids to steal animals from the streets, like gave them like a nickel per animal, and then he staged these demonstrations for the public to demonstrate how dangerous power was, and he electrocuted dogs and cats and goats and horses.
Oh my god!
There's a video on YouTube of him electrocuting an elephant.
Oh my god!
Schools have been lying to you. Fuck. Public education, everyone. Drop out now.
Drop out of education. Just in general. Public, private. All education.
Yep. All education is bad.
Smoke weed every day.
Just like Uncle Morty says. I mean, Uncle Rick says. And Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. I know. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Nobody.
All right, hurry up. Call him.
Oh, yeah. I'm calling a number.
I'm ready for this.
Okay. Oh, I already have it in Skype. Okay, this is...
Animal shelter, right?
What?
This is an animal shelter?
This is the MSPCA in Boston.
All right.
I'm dialing it.
Sounds like you hung up on it.
Welcome to the MSPCA Angel Animal Medical Center. Please listen carefully. Our menu options have recently changed.
It seems like we're just going to be on hold forever. Should I just call something else?
Yeah, call animal hospital,
yeah,
actually.
I should just call independent animal shelters, because they probably are less busy.
And animal hospitals, too, because I'm sure they have a ton of dead animals.
Yeah. Animal, or should I just say vet?
Yeah, you can say vet.
Veterinarian in...
Anywhere.
Wait. My favorite way to look up numbers is to just go to Google Maps and type it in there, and it gives me a big map of all the places.
Okay. Thanks for educating us on that. Am I cutting out at all?
No, you sound good.
Good.
For now.
Missed out on a lunch for this.
You need to stand next to your router and don't move your head.
I was actually about to leave when I decided to do the show instead. And then he called with me. So thanks, guys.
That's so nice.
My chance on cheating with my boyfriend.
So nice of you to think of us like that today.
Yep.
You're the best.
I'm on my boyfriend right now. Well, okay. Not during lunch. I don't have enough time.
Okay, here's Flower Town Animal Hospital.
Okay. I hope everyone knows I'm exaggerating.
Oh, yeah, right. You mean every word you say.
Mm-hmm. Flower Town Animal Hospital.
Oh, hi. My name is Stacy. I'm calling from the Homeless Association. I'm wondering if you guys had any... do you guys euthanize animals there?
We do if it's been a long-term pet.
Oh, not like just random animals?
No.
Why?
We don't.
How do you determine whether it's a long-term pet? Do we have to go through like a process or?
Oh, you have to have been bringing the pet here for a long time. We don't just euthanize an animal we haven't been treating.
Did you do any euthanizations today?
No.
Do you have any scheduled for today?
No.
When's your next one scheduled?
I don't know that we have any.
Because we're calling because we want to actually provide a service to the homeless. We're trying to create more food and more different options for the homeless. Just wanted to see if you had any animals you were willing to donate for the cause. And like,
we're not interested. Thank you.
We'll put your name on our. Never mind.
There's a lady who obviously does not care about human beings.
She cares more about animals than humans.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You're going to call her?
That could be funny for a prank if your dog starts barking in the background.
Yeah.
Will you shoot that dog already? You've had him strapped to the chopping block for an hour now. Just do it.
All right. Are you calling her back?
Yeah, this is the same lady.
Are you going to talk?
I can.
Hi, thank you for calling Flower Town Animal Hospital. Mm-hmm. If you're calling on our normal business...
She just doesn't want to talk to anyone now.
She's like, nope. She's probably really disgusted. Should find the service on Twitter and accuse them of not caring about humans.
Were you with us like maybe 3 years ago when we were calling up animal kill shelters,
mm-hmm.
trying to get jobs.
Yeah, that was us.
Okay.
We were trying to get jobs euthanizing animals.
Yeah. And I remember we were like, can we bring our own weapons?
Yeah, can we bring our own supplies?
Can we just kill them with our bare hands?
All right, we need another animal shelter because that one was not very cooperative. Yeah.
This time I'm going to search for animal shelter this time.
Okay. Oh,
animal shelter, Big Lots. Apparently Big Lots is an animal shelter.
Everyone bring your animals to Big Lots.
Animal helpers. Oh, here we go. Animal refuge. After they refuse you, like, I should call back and just try and get a job. I'll be coming from the same phone number. Like, they don't, like, keep the dead animals locked up, do they? Do you have security cameras?
Oh.
Baz wants me to tell them that I'm Roy Edison and I want to electrocute the pets.
Hmm.
I could be like, I'm Thomas Edison's great-great-great-great-grandson.
But they probably don't know that part of history.
All that matters is we do.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it before.
They really should teach that in school.
They should.
Edison was a big asshole. He didn't even invent the light bulb. He hired people to invent the light bulb, and then he just put his own name on it.
Wow, you're really slamming him today.
He didn't even pay the men to invent the light bulb. He had investors pay the men to invent the light bulb.
Telephone number 84.
Well, that's what we do nowadays.
Yeah, I know. Actually, that's what he was a genius at, is he revolutionized inventing by just hiring inventors to do it for him. Teams of inventors. He was the first to think that up, I think.
Oh my god. We owe a lot to him for inventing.
Yep.
Inventing a new way of inventing.
He was a genius inventor.
Genius inventor, but not at inventing. Just at getting people to invent for him.
Thank you. This is Naomi. How may I help you today?
Oh, hey. This is Stacy. I'm calling from a homeless society.
Okay.
I was wondering if you guys regularly euthanize animals or have a...
No, we're a no-kill shelter.
Oh, do you have any animals that just, like, drop dead?
I mean, sometimes during surgery they can die.
Do you have any of those animals available?
Are you donating any dead animals?
Yeah, we're trying to start this thing here where we offer more culinary options for our homeless patrons. So we were wondering if you had any animals you wanted to donate for science. The science of cooking.
Okay, hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
Let me see if I can find somebody who can better help you with that, okay?
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Gotta play music or Madhouse is gonna disconnect. Stacy.
What?
Did you know Thomas Edison didn't even invent the light bulb? Like, the light bulb existed for decades before he even messed with it.
Wow.
Just so you know.
The more you know. What are we waiting
for? I don't know.
Hey, are you still there?
Yes.
Since we are no-kill, we really don't hardly ever have animals die. I mean, it's really rare. If one does die in surgery, and the ones that we do have, usually we are cremating for the owners. So we really wouldn't be able to provide, like, a reliable or anything consistent. I mean, it would, if we ever were able to donate, it would just be very sporadic. So I would definitely try another shelter that maybe is a kill shelter. I mean, you could try any of the other ones in the area and see if they'd be able to do that.
You think they'd be interested in feeding dead animals to the homeless? Because, like, a lot of shelters are really not cool with that. Like, do you know any that would be cool with that?
I thought feeding, it'd be cats and dogs.
Yeah. We're trying to provide more culinary options for science reasons to our homeless people, so that would involve...
I couldn't say if they'd be interested in that or not.
Trying to discover the best way to kill animals and cook them for the homeless. But, I mean, they're already dead, so I don't get what the big deal is. Like, they're already dead. I mean, they died on the operating table.
No, there's not. We only have a couple, and they're usually owner animals.
Yeah,
so they want them cremated for the animals.
Well, why don't you just give the owners some ashes, and, you know, we'll take the rest, and we'll actually feed someone with it, you know, and that would be helping out the environment and helping out people.
Do you guys not care? It's not our choice. We're not the owner of the animal, so we can't have say over that. It's a legal issue. If you're legally the owner of the animal, we cannot just give them. That'd be like taking a person's body, like a child, and giving it to someone else other than their parents.
Well, I mean, we're not trying to eat people, but I mean, just like cut the body in half, give half the ashes, and then retain the rest of the body and give us that body, and we can cook it to help people. Like, what's wrong with eating cats or dogs? I don't understand. Like, Asian people do it all the time.
I didn't say that. I just said that they're owners' animals and that we can't give away someone else's animal after it's passed away because they have ownership of the animal.
Well,
you have to specifically ask a certain family if they wouldn't mind using their animal because it's a legal thing. It's not like we can't just give someone else's property away.
That's so now animals are property. I guess you think people are property too. Can I speak to your supervisor?
Who is this? I mean, what is your name?
Supervisor. My name's Stacy. Can I just talk to your supervisor, please?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
She's comparing this to, like, slavery and cannibalism.
Do you want to talk, Brett?
Oh, no, you're handling it just fine, Stacy.
No, I think you might be better. I'm out of ideas.
Let's see, how much would they charge just to have, make an animal have a little accident?
You do it. Your idea.
Oh my god, Baz says Petco.
They claim that animals die there all the time on the operating table. Let's see what the big deal is. Animals already dead.
Apparently, animals are more important than humans in their little world.
Their little make-believe world of puppies and kittens.
Yep. We're eating an animal is the same thing as cannibalism.
Yep. It's like taking somebody's child.
Next, she's going to say we're Nazis. Is that dog still on the chopping block? Haven't you killed it yet?
No. Not yet.
Should we just go to a new one?
I don't know. It's up to you.
No, it's up to you.
I don't care.
What do you think about calling some Petcos? I mean, we can work our way up to that later, but we could be like, "Did you know a gerbil can provide a meal, a single serving meal,
a gerbil a day?" A gerbil can feed people.
Oh, you're moving your head. Your connection's breaking up.
No, I'm not.
You gotta stand still. Stand on one foot and keep one arm out to help with the reception.
Okay.
It just cut out once. Oh,
Hang on.
I don't know if I hung up or they hung up. It looks like they're gone, though. Are you there? Stacy! Daisy! Vian, if you had a Facebook account, you'd know when there was a show. Or a Twitter. Quit being such a hacker and thinking you can't have these things.
Are we still on hold?
No. Did you hang up on me?
Yeah, I think I did accidentally.
Oh, you jerk. I can't call you. I don't know why. It won't let me call you, but I think it's because you haven't added me as a friend.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, did you today?
You're on my friends list.
Not on this account, though.
Oh, you have a third account now?
Oh, well, this is my original account. I'm on my phone losers account.
I've never deleted you, so...
There. Resend contact request. I resent my contact request.
But I never deleted you.
Oh, I probably deleted you because I was sick of your bullshit.
Fuck. Are we still on hold?
No, they hung up.
Well, first, so much for supervisor.
First they hung up, and then you hung up.
Oh.
I was sadder about them hanging up.
I can just go on my lunch date now.
No! Here, let me call this Petco real quick.
I'm so mad.
Did you know we were calling Petcos for a while and getting... customer phone numbers that got their dogs groomed?
Oh, wow. should be good then.
Yeah, I forget who was doing it, but they were saying, like, the dog had molested...
Thank you for calling Petco. Where the pets go? A representative will be with you momentarily.
Had molested the girl, giving them a haircut or whatever. They wanted to file sexual harassment charges against them.
Thank you for calling Petco in Charleston. This is Rachel. How may I help you?
Hi, I just needed to find out, can I buy dogs in bulk there? And do you have, like, any kind of discount for nonprofit organizations?
Actually, I have a manager right here who'd be able to answer that question. Hold on a second. Okay,
great. Thanks.
Thank you for holding. This is Lori. I'm going to help you.
Hello. I was just wondering if we could buy dogs in bulk there. Like,
we don't sell dogs at all.
Oh, cats?
Nope.
You don't sell cats?
No, we don't.
Why not?
We don't sell any animals, dogs and cats. We only do adoptions, and they come in on the weekends, and they're from pet helpers.
Oh, well, adoptions are fine.
Gerbils.
Well, I mean, we could probably do adoptions. Like, how much does a cat cost?
You would have to go through your pet helpers, so they don't have any prices that we have here.
Okay, well, do you offer bulk discounts for nonprofits?
No, we do not.
Oh, okay. Because we're with the home...
If you're needing supplies, you can apply through Petco. You would get in touch with customer service, and they can connect you to somebody who can, like, register you as a nonprofit or have an open account, because we do things like that, but it has to go through corporate. It doesn't go through the store.
Okay. And do you know approximately how much a cat is? Because we're just trying to feed the homeless here, and we're trying to figure out if we can get, like, a bulk discount.
No.
You don't know how much cats generally cost?
No.
No idea? You've never sold a cat before?
No. Well, they all have different prices, and it all goes through...
For example, what's one price of the most recent cat you sold?
I think they might be $150 a cat.
That's ridiculous. That's, like, more than ground beef costs.
What about birds and gerbils?
No. Have a great day, though.
What's the cheapest bird you have? Homeless love bird meat.
Wow.
She was kind of bitchy.
She was probably really hot. She sounded hot.
Let's call back and get customer numbers.
Or we can call back and complain that she didn't care about people. Like a Nazi.
I think the animal shelters were working better. Oh, here's a good one. Animal protection.
I think this helps us, but...
What's that? You think what?
Oh, an animal protection place. Yes.
Yeah. Here we go.
Let's do it.
I think it's your turn.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hello? What the hell?
Somebody's farting into the phone.
Hello?
Wow, that's crazy. That's craziest noises ever. I feel like I'm making a phone call in the 70s. It's doing it again. I just called back, and that's all I get. Can we just sit here and listen to this for a while?
It's just way too much voltage, I guess. I don't know.
Hello? Are the dogs picking up? I swear that barking was coming from them.
Yes, it was. Hello? Hello?
I think there's been an uprising at the shelter.
Oh my god.
Hello? Ring, ring, ring. Hello? That was them hitting touch. I think a dog.
Hello?
A dog hit the redial button.
Hello?
I don't even know what that noise could be, really.
I think they can hear us.
Hello?
Hi, our line is busy right now, but if you'd like to hear more about adoptions, press 1. If you'd like to hear more about placing a pet, press...
Weird.
Uh-huh.
That was the most bizarre call I've ever made in my life.
Wow, the dogs answered.
That's the only thing I ever heard was a dog barking.
That was so weird. I want. Yeah, and that was not my dog.
No, no, I saw it coming from their.
Maybe their that's their voicemail. Maybe they thought. Clever.
Nah. Because why would?
Yeah, maybe they were just being clever and they put. Oh, there goes my dog.
It heard.
Maybe that was Thomas Edison getting back at us by putting extra voltage on the phone line.
God damn you, Thomas.
It did sound like some cracks and some...
Yeah, it was like the ghost of Thomas Edison.
High voltage sounds.
When he killed the
yep.
big elephant. When he electrocuted the first human being.
Yep. Thank you for calling Aiken County Animal Shelter. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. Thank you for calling Aiken County Animal Shelter. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For animal adoptions, transfer...
Hey, Baz just came up with the most amazing idea ever in the chat room. He says we should call up animal shelters and blow a dog whistle into the phone really loud.
But I don't have a dog whistle.
Oh, yeah, I don't have one either. That'd be a great idea if we had one. I have a dog whistle
app. Great idea if we had one.
I have an app on my phone.
Put them on speaker. Tell them to put it on speaker.
I bet you the frequency range of a dog
whistle... Yeah, but do you think the noise will travel through the phone?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think probably it's out of the range of the what a telephone can transmit.
Yeah, because like that is more of like a...
Thank you for calling Dogwood. This is Catherine.
Oh, hi, Catherine. I'm with a nonprofit org here by the river for the homeless people, and I just had a few questions. I don't know if you can help me out.
Okay, hello? Hold on just a minute for me.
Oh.
Hold on just a minute for me.
Okay.
I wonder if you can blow a dog whistle into a bullhorn. So we could, like, just stand outside the building and drive their dogs insane. I have a dog whistle app on my phone, and it doesn't...
Why?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny to fuck with dogs. You know, like, I have friends with dogs and stuff. It makes their ears move, but they don't, like, jump up and freak out or anything. Like,
oh.
Like, you know, that's what happens on television, so I would assume it's true.
Oh. When is this lady going to answer my dumbass questions?
Oh, Big Time Glitch just asked me to play it over the air so he can tell if his dog can hear it, and that made me realize I don't have it anymore because I switched from iPhone to Android, so all my apps are gone. So I'm a big liar. I don't really have a dog whistle app.
Mm-hmm.
Just download one yourself. There's a bunch of free ones.
He wants to know if the dog can hear it over... Or whatever this is. Wait, is that you calling someone?
No, it just started ringing again.
Oh.
Because they put us on hold for too long.
This is Catherine.
Are you going to answer my fucking questions or what?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm wondering how you dispose of the dead animals.
Like, from here, Or the ones you have?
No. Well, we're planning on feeding them to homeless people, so I just want to know where you keep your dead animals so that we can, you know, do a service here to our fellow human beings.
Yeah, we don't keep any dead animals.
Well, what do you do with them once they're dead? You got to do something.
They go to get cremated.
Okay, well, where do you store the dead bodies?
We don't store the dead bodies. We have Columbia County come and pick them up.
Oh, can you just save a few for us? Because we're trying to feed homeless people, and this is, like, a pretty good way. Otherwise, you're just wasting the meat, is what you're doing. I don't see what the big deal is. Why is it a big deal? Why are all these, like, shelters turning us down? Just trying to do a service.
You would let me give you Dr. Cranford, get your number, and then Dr. Cranford can call you back.
No, I want to talk to you right now. Why is this a problem?
Because that would be a question for him to answer of why. Because we don't keep any, here. So,
well, how much would you charge? How much would you charge for us to just pick up an animal or two? Just to try it out, see if they like it. We're just trying to find ways to feed homeless people. Why? What is it that these shelters have against people? Like, all of a sudden, animals are more important and sacred? The animal's dead. If I'm dead, feel
okay,
free to
we don't
feed a
keep, we don't have any dead animals.
Well, when you get dead animals, can you...
We don't get dead animals.
Okay, when do you kill animals there?
No.
Do you euthanize them?
We euthanize personal pets.
Okay,
this is a spay and neuter clinic. We spay and neuter animals here. We don't have any dead animals.
Okay. We can feed the balls, the testicles, to the homeless, too. That would be a good idea, too.
Yeah, you would need to call back and talk to Dr. Cranford about that.
No, I want to talk to you. Can we volunteer to cut off animal testicles?
No, ma'am. Because it has to be done by a sir. It has to be done by a vet.
Why? Yeah.
Because it's a surgical procedure.
Have you ever done it?
No, ma'am, because I'm not a vet.
Then you don't know how easy it is. I've done it before. To goats. It's a fairly easy process. You just take a rubber band.
Okay, these are personal pets that people own.
Okay,
they're
so they're somehow
for a doctor
better
to do
other
surgery.
Animals?
You need to call back when Dr. Cranford's here.
No, I God.
I think you may have pissed her off.
I think so. Apparently, we need to call back when Dr. Cranford is there. Dr. Cranford is God.
Have you really cut off goat testicles?
No.
That's good.
One of my friends told me the procedure for doing it. You take like a rubber band or something and put it around it when they're babies.
I learned a lot about chopping off testicles in that Ellen Page movie. I forget what it was called.
Oh.
It was like she captured some pedophile from the internet and was like going to cut off his balls.
Oh, damn.
It was the most amazing movie ever. Hard Candy is what the name of it was. Someone in the chat room says. And
oh.
You should watch it sometime.
Did you cut your balls off?
Who, me?
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah, twice. Cool.
I'm going to call this homeless shelter.
Good afternoon, Street Reach. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Jerry from the Cranston Animal Shelter.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to know if you guys needed any extra dead dogs or cats.
What are you talking about?
Well, we've given them to homeless shelters in the past just to feed the homeless. And
what?
We kind of have overstock right now. Usually the county comes by and picks them up.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You confused her.
She was laughing about it, wasn't she?
Yes, may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from the Cranston Animal Shelter.
Okay.
And I just needed to find out if you needed any extra dogs or cats that are deceased.
No, not at this time. We don't take anything like that.
Okay. You don't use the dogs and cats for food? Because we've done that in the past, and usually the county comes by and picks up all of the dead animals and cremates them, but I know the homeless shelters use them too.
Not that I was aware of.
What kind of food do you feed the homeless, or do you just do it like a sleep shelter?
Yes, and we feed also.
Oh, you do feed? So, like, you couldn't use these, they're pretty fresh, these dogs and cats?
Yeah.
Okay, call the Salvation Army now.
The Salvation Army, why?
Because they have shelters.
Oh, okay. I only know them from their stores. I typed in Salvation Army and I got Little Caesar's Pizza.
Type in Salvation Army Shelter.
Oh, no, I've got others here.
Okay.
This one does not say thrift store on it, so I'll call it.
Okay. It's weird because here where I'm from, they have a Salvation Army shelter and they take $10. No. The first three nights are free, and then after that you have to pay $10 or $20 or something.
You know, that sounds familiar. I stayed in a Salvation Army place for two nights, because you could stay for two nights for free, and then after that they started charging, and I was poor at the time.
Yeah.
The only time I ever stayed at a shelter.
Salvation Army, this is Jessica.
Hi, is this the shelter?
Hello?
Is this the homeless shelter?
The Salvation Army?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is the shelter, though, not the store.
It's the store, yeah, the store.
Oh, okay, well, I needed to talk to someone in the shelter department.
Oh, in this, let me give you the number to our main office, okay?
Oh, don't worry about it. Thank you, though. Oh. We just wanted to sell them some animals for...
Oh, okay, okay.
To eat, you know.
Okay.
So we got a bunch of dead animals. I mean, okay. You can sell the dead animals at the store if you want.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Yeah, we have some deceased animals from the animal shelter that we are trying to sell to the homeless to feed them. And I don't know if you can set that up at your store.
That made her hang up really quick for some reason.
Wow.
Your dog has bad timing. He like just, yes, he barks after the calls.
The worst timing.
It seems like Salvation Army is just all thrift stores.
Well, you need to put Salvation Army shelter.
Okay, I will.
Hey, listen to me sometimes.
Okay. Alright, I put in shelter. This one still says thrift store, but maybe it's a combination.
No. Not. Okay, I'm still going to try to sell them dead animals.
Okay, now let me look around. I'll just
tell you. So unaccommodating.
I'm
accommodating.
I'm working on it. Okay, let me just type in homeless shelter. I was getting a lot more results with that.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. I approve.
Good.
I guess.
The Good Shepherd Center. Oh, we're in North Carolina now. Somehow it jumped up there.
Sweet.
I like the accents in South Carolina. I always try to do prank calls there.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I don't know.
Should I talk or do you want to talk?
I think you should.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Good Shepherd Center. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. If you are calling about volunteer or donation opportunities, please dial.
Whoa.
Okay, this is annoying.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me find a better one. Oh, look, I put homeless shelters in, and the Salvation Army came up, and it does not say thrift store.
Okay, good.
And the Google Maps image of it does not look like a thrift store.
Good. It's God's intervention.
It looks like a rundown old shitty building that people sleep in. So here
Perfect.
You go. Are you happy?
Yes.
Salvation Army.
I was wondering if you guys do any feeding or are you just one of those sleep shelters?
We do soup line every night at 6 o'clock.
Okay. And what are you serving?
Whatever we have.
Okay.
Just donations.
Do you guys have a need for any more meat type
of
stuff?
Yeah, we can use everything.
Everything? Anything that we have?
Anything and everything.
Good, because I'm calling from the animal shelter here. We have a bunch of deceased animals that usually the county comes and picks them up. We usually cremate them, the county comes and picks them up, but we're trying to do a service and actually feed people with them. So,
what kind of animals?
We have birds, cats, dogs.
Do people eat cats and dogs?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. It's particularly in Asian countries. But, I mean, the animals are dead anyway, so may as well use the meat. Right. I mean, we have birds. We can get some gerbils, too, if you want. I mean, I'm sure we can do something in that area.
Okay, so. Let me get you over to the right person to set that up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Oh, I like their hold music.
Hey, you've reached the desk of Corey Giordano, the shelter director for the Salvation Army in Wilmington.
You want to leave her a message?
Leave a message, and I will call you back as soon as possible. Thanks, and have a great day.
I'll record your message at the tone.
You have a phone
when
number?
You're finished, hang up or stay on
910 area code.
Options.
You get it.
Hi, this is Kevin from the animal shelter, and I was just calling to find out if you needed any freshly dead animals for your food program there. She said she's going to transfer me to you. She didn't tell me she's going to give me a machine. If you want to call me back, though, it's area code 910-762. Oops, we got disconnected somehow.
Oh, shut up.
Well, it'd be better if she can't call back, and then she'll think maybe it was serious. Probably not, though.
What the hell? Anyway, I can't believe she was like, okay, cool, people do that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just changed her whole view on. She's going to start looking at animals and be like, I wonder how that would taste.
Dude. people make jokes about, like, what are you feeding, you know, them, you know? Oh my god, they're actually considering it.
I've volunteered at homeless shelters, and the food that they serve there may as well have been animals. It was really disgusting.
Ew.
The meat they use.
We need gourmet food for homeless.
Here, I'll talk to this one.
I hope my dog barks.
You have reached the Mercy Homeless Shelter. This is a men's only facility that operates from 6 a.m.
Sexist.
To 6 p.m. If you are seeking a bed, report at 6 p.m. with two...
Men only. A bunch of gays there. I should have yelled at him on the machines. Oh, so you don't allow straight couples. Here we go. I haven't done this one. This is like a county homeless shelter.
Okay. I hope she keeps barking.
I need to get a recording of barking dogs.
Yep.
Can't you just record that right now and play it back?
How?
Hey, make like bang on your wall and stuff and make the dog bark.
Oh, good idea. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Why not be cruel to animals?
If I knock, she'll start barking.
Hello, Center.
Hi, I'm calling from the Southside Animal Shelter here in Fayetteville. Hello, can you hear me? Did I wake you?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. It's like, you know, the middle of the day. I figured people wouldn't be sleeping in the middle of the day. Do Christians sleep in the middle of the day? That seems like kind of not a very Christian thing to be doing. Sleeping in the middle of the day. Why are you sleeping in the middle of the day? It's like 2 p.m. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Can you talk louder at least?
I said yes, sir.
Oh, you said yes, sir, when I asked if you could talk louder at least?
No.
Oh. Well, I must have misheard you then. I don't know. So I was trying to find out if your shelter there would like some donations.
Yes, well, doing?
We have dogs and cats who are deceased just recently. They're still fresh, and they'd be perfect for homeless shelter food.
No, we can't take those.
No, they're fresh. They're perfectly fine. We've kept them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
But we have not slaughtered them yet, so you'd have to take care of that yourself. We usually give our dogs and cats to the Edisons, and they do public demonstrations with them. But we're not allowed to do that anymore, so we're going to start giving them to homeless shelters. So that you guys can eat better.
Yeah.
So yeah, it sounds good. Can I drop these off today?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a freezer to keep them in?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Like how big of a freezer? Yeah. How many cubic centimeters?
I don't know. I feel.
Can you go measure real quick? Go measure that goddamn freezer.
All right.
Is he really kidding?
Who is this?
Have you got a tape measure yet?
We have two of them.
All right, get the biggest one.
Four feet.
4 feet. Okay, we're gonna come over with a pile of dogs soon.
Alright.
Okay, see ya.
Alright, see you later.
Bye. But don't fall asleep, because you gotta answer the door.
Alright.
Alright, bye.
Bye-bye.
What the fuck was that?
Okay, what was more bizarre? The dog barking in the background of that one? Or this guy?
That's a tough one, I don't know.
I can't decide what's more bizarre.
It is a sleep shelter, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised he was sleeping. Oh, so I have an Animal Protection Society.
Okay.
If you would like to talk to them. I typed in the word homeless shelter, and it gave me the Animal Protection Society.
That's perfect. God is intervening.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Okay. There's like a, you know, people submit photos to Google of businesses. And there's like pictures of people's dogs.
Aww.
I want to kill this one in the picture.
Hey, the Animal Protection Society. This is Georgia. How may I help you?
Hi, Georgia. I'm just wondering, you guys are like some sort of society that helps protect animals?
We are a nonprofit rescue. For dogs and cats. So we pull dogs and cats from the county euthanasia shelter and other shelters in the area, and then we adopt them out from here.
Okay. Do you have any animals that just happen to drop dead sometimes?
No.
What do you do? Oh, that never happens? What do you do with dead animals, though? Like when that does?
The Cumberland County Animal Services, I believe you can take them to them, and they'll dispose of them.
What about feeding them to the homeless? Is that an option, you think?
No.
Why? Why? Wouldn't that be the most humane thing to do? To a dead animal?
Are you with a news agency or something?
No, I'm actually with a homeless shelter, and we're trying to seek out some sources for our food program. We thought about maybe killing the animals ourselves. I didn't know if you had any extra animals. Maybe we could, you know, our patrons do enjoy the fresher meat. So if the animals are still alive, that's okay too. Like if you have an overflow of animals or something.
Well, you'd have to call somewhere else for that anyway, because we wouldn't
be called. You guys never have... You just said you have extra animals from the no-kill shelters, so...
I said we adopt them out to families as family pets.
Can you adopt it out to my family?
Not if you're going to cook them up.
Well, I mean, it would be helping people, so I don't know why animals are all of a sudden more important than people now. What's our world coming to, you know? When you have homeless, starving people.
Well, I suggest that you look elsewhere.
Can you find, like, a supervisor, maybe a man or something?
Oh, she's having none of that.
I don't know if there's a man I could have talked to that would have been probably better. She's really emotional.
Dust Buns in the chat room says his cat is listening and is heartbroken at our pranks.
Can you call her back?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you talking?
Yeah, or you can talk. Just ask for a man.
No, you do it. Okay. This one's yours. Call her Black.
My apartment complex is calling me.
Really? Let's put them on.
Fayetteville Animal Protection Society, also known as BAS.
What? Why are they calling you? Why are they calling you? Why, Stacy? Why? Stacy? Stacy? Stacy's still there, but I think she took off to go. And that homeless, animal shelter just hung up on me. Jerks. So, while Stacy's not here, I have a hilarious story about her. Soon after we did a bunch of tenants from hell calls, her apartment flooded. Like, her washing machine or dryer, just, like, the water came disconnected and flooded her apartment in, like, inches of water, and flooded apartments next door, and it sounded pretty hilarious. That's what she gets for making those prank calls.
I got it taken care of. All right, I'm back.
What was that all about?
I didn't pay my full rent, and I told them ahead of time, so I don't know why they were calling me. Just because they're dumb.
Let's call them up. Like, you can be quiet.
No.
And I'll do something evil to them.
No, not until after I move, please.
All right.
I told her I was in the middle of something. I didn't tell her what.
We're pranking landlords, ma'am. I'm a little busy.
Yeah, I'm a little busy. I'm on a show that regularly pranks landlords.
Should have told them you were busy installing sand in your bathroom.
Yeah. I said, I'm kind of in the middle of something right now. Let's call a landlord right now and say that we have some dead animals.
For what?
Keep with the theme. Just that we have dead animals.
Can we say we converted one of our bedrooms into a dead animal storage facility?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Do it now.
Okay, all right. Let me get Craigslist.
We can both be on this call. You know how people have two phones?
Oh, like, yeah. Landline. I'm picking up an extension. Like it's the 90s. Like it's the 90s.
Yeah. My boyfriend's parents do that, apparently. I'll hear, like, a female voice and then a male voice. I'm like, what?
You have a boyfriend that still lives with his parents?
No.
What the hell?
They don't. What I mean is, when they call him, I can hear, like, a male voice and I hear a female voice.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, are they on the same phone? He's like, yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird. And they're still together, too, which is super weird.
That's just not right.
Everyone should be divorced by then. By the time you get in your 50s, you should be divorced.
This one looks great, and there's no phone number.
Whose parents stay together? Seriously.
What the hell's wrong with people today?
Especially by the time you turn 50 and your kids are out of the home.
Yeah, why are you staying together if the kids are gone? They can handle a divorce when they're in their 20s or 30s.
Yeah, Like, he's, like, been out of the home for, like, 4 years. I think he can handle it.
Okay.
He's a big boy, you know?
Here's an apartment in Illinois. Okay. Illinois.
Illinois. Illinois.
Three bedrooms. Oh, wait, no. Two bedrooms.
I heard an Asian lady call it Illinois.
Oh, hello.
Hello?
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 Honey, get off the extension.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hi. I'm calling about our apartment. I'm one of your tenants here.
Yeah.
And it seems like we had a power failure. And, well, I don't know. Maybe it's just something wrong with the electrical, because we converted one of our bedrooms into a freezer to store dead animals in. And it's not working anymore. So now all these animals are rotting, and there's a lot of condensation, like, dripping down the sides. And I think it might be going into the apartment below.
Where are you at?
I'm sorry?
Who is this?
My name's Greg. I'm on the Baskin Ridge Apartments.
Oh. And what did you do?
Oh, I converted the second bedroom into a deep like a freezer, you know, like that you have in a convenience store or whatever, that just keeps things frozen to store dead animals, dead dogs and cats.
Yeah, but the real issue here is the power failure that we had.
Yeah, is there something wrong with the power today? Because the lights are working, everything else works, it's just the deep freeze is not turning on anymore.
What apartment do you live in?
Six.
I don't know. I'll be there later tonight.
Oh, but it's going to be too late by then. I mean, because these animals are going to just rot and not be any good.
We need to actually, if you know of anyone that likes to eat animals, that'd be good too. We need to get rid of this inventory.
Well, maybe you should get rid of the dead animals.
Do you like animals?
I don't think you live in my apartments anyway, so this must be a prank call.
We live at 3417 Baskin Ridge.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah,
we
do.
I have Kevin that lives there.
Well, we sublease. Okay.
Whoa, they're on to us. They must have put out a bulletin.
Yeah, he's like an independent owner or something. He didn't even answer professionally.
Who?
At least he wasn't asleep like that one guy.
Yeah, at least he wasn't asleep. That's what I was going to say. Man, that guy that was asleep, it took him a good few minutes to wake up. Like, usually when I fall asleep and somebody calls me, I'm like, they're like, were you sleepy? I'm like, oh, no, wide awake.
He had a rough night of drinking, that guy.
Christian drinking.
Okay. I'm going to call a homeless shelter here real quick.
Okay.
Because I need to let them know about something.
Access Ministries, may I help you?
Hello, I needed to find out if you accept donations there for food.
Yes, we do.
Oh, thank God. I've got a huge freezer in my second bedroom full of dogs and cats, and it stopped working, so I have to get rid of them soon before they go bad.
Okay.
So, would you be able to accept a donation? I have approximately 12 dogs and 7 cats.
Probably. I would say there's probably several people over there that would eat a dog or a cat.
Okay. And they're not slaughtered or anything. I hope you understand that. Like, you'd have to do that yourself.
I guess we would have to file them out before we skin them?
Yes.
Okay.
So, do we just drop them off then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. And how late are you open there?
We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5,
okay.
At the office.
Great. I'll be there soon.
I just can't wait to see you with the dogs and the cats.
Okay, yeah, I can't wait to see you there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a nice
Bye-bye.
Day. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
That went way too smoothly. You should call her back in a little while and tell her you're lost.
Oh, my truck tipped over. Frozen dogs and cats everywhere.
I don't get what you mean about them not being slaughtered, because they're frozen.
Well, no, we're just frozen. We're freezing the dogs and cats without, you know, cutting them up and stuff.
Okay, so you mean butchered.
Butchered. Yeah, okay, sorry.
Slaughtered means you're killing them.
Okay. Well, I was thinking of, like, a slaughterhouse.
But yeah, a slaughterhouse slaughters animals, like, kills them.
Do they butcher them, too?
No, probably not. They probably send the meat to, like, a factory or something. I don't know.
Ah.
They put them on those meat hooks, whatever.
Hmm. Yeah, we should get... I want meat hooks in my second bedroom freezer.
How do I know this much about slaughtering animals?
You know about slaughtering animals? You know about chopping off goat testicles? I don't know anything about this kind of thing.
Yeah, we need to educate. So, that lady, you should probably save her number, because that was weird. She was way too nice. Can't wait to see you with the dogs and the cats.
Should I do more apartments or more homeless shelters?
It doesn't matter.
We have 35 minutes remaining.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm not going to do like an 8-hour show like you and Corwin do.
No. I can't believe I missed out on that lunch. That's so? Why I was saying that. Okay, so call another...
You could have had free food, but instead you hung out with me.
Yep. An hour early, too. I thought I was... actually rearranging my schedule in a good way, but maybe not.
Someone in the chat room wants us to call retirement homes, and I assume offer them dead animals.
Oh, because they feed... Yeah, they feed old people. Yep.
That was
weird. But she said, yeah, there's probably some people that eat cats and dogs.
Yeah, that's what she thinks of her residence there at the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
Nice lady there.
A lot of people that eat cats and dogs. Ugh.
I used to know this pastor, because I'm a nice Christian man.
Uh-huh.
And he would not shut the fuck up about Africa, like, because he did, like, missions in Africa. And,
oh,
like,
wow.
He never shut the fuck up about Africa. He just talked about Africa all the time. It's all he talked about. Like, sermons and everything. Not that I was a big churchgoer or anything, but I heard from other people. But then I knew him personally, and he never shut up about Africa. But
you should call him right now.
No, I don't even remember the guy's name. But, like, he was staying with a family in Africa, and one of his many African stories was about one of the people that lived there. He came home, and... He was really excited because he found a dead cat on the side of the road, and they all ate the dead cat. This pastor guy ate the dead cat with them.
Really?
Yep. You know, like, people just find roadkill and possums and whatever.
Yeah.
They're not against eating dead cats there.
They're probably like, yay.
Yep. He was really excited about it because they ate really well that night because he found a dead cat.
Weird.
So should we call retirement homes and offer them dead animals?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Maybe ask them, do you need them to be dead when they get there, or do you just kill them, butcher them yourselves?
Yeah. We've already taken the slaughtering part out of your hands, but you're going to have to carve the meat.
Yep.
Yourself. Sorry.
Thanksgiving. What's the most cheerful sounding retirement home? Would it be the Regency Retirement Village? The Southminster Retirement Community? And Dementia Care?
that one's a winner.
The Carriage Club of Charlotte Senior Living? Okay, I'll do the Dementia Care.
Yeah, that's a long name. Was that the whole name?
Which one?
Oh, was that two names or one?
The Carriage Club of Charlotte Senior Living?
No, it was before that.
Oh, Southminster Retirement Community. But then underneath, it's like a subtext that says Dementia Care.
Oh, like a subreddit. Okay.
I think it may be like a category. Like maybe in the Yellow Pages there is a section called Dementia Care.
Okay.
Hey, have you ever heard my recording where, like before the call, I try to get them to accept a call from a prison?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Okay.
It's sort of new. Just so you can hear it, I want to do it when they pick up on this. And then after they hit one and it says thank you, then you start talking.
Okay.
It just adds to the confusion because you're calling from a prison.
I think we did something similar, though.
Did we?
Oh, yeah. Aikison did a Mildred Monday call like that.
Thank you for calling Care's Club Virtual Community. This is Caroline. May I help you?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
Okay, she just hung up.
Yeah. So, like, Aikison once called a different Mildred Money and said, you know, this is Aikison calling from the AT&T Center. I have a collect call for you. So... That's what I was thinking of.
Ah, I see.
I have a collect call for you from Mildred Monday.
Well, for a while I was doing a lot of these prison calls, just trying to make pranking more challenging because, you know, just to get them to agree to that first before they even got pranked. Anyway, yeah. I'll call her back and we'll do it without the prison thing.
Okay, cool.
And this is a retirement home. Mm.
Thank you for calling Care's Club Virtual Community. May I help you?
Yeah, do you guys take food donations?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you take food donations?
We have a large
quantity of meat that we need to get rid of.
I can transfer you to the kitchen. Hold on.
And skilled nursing. It also means you have made a conscious lifestyle decision to seek enhanced...
Good. Everybody transfers.
This is Jamie.
Oh, Jamie. Hi, my name is Stacy. I'm with a local nonprofit here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys take food donations? Because I have a large quantity of meat that we need to get rid of.
We're not allowed to accept food from any outside sources other than our vendors.
Oh, do you have any vendors for animals, like cats and dogs and stuff like that?
No, we do not.
We can be your vendor for that. We have a lot of cats and dogs and birds.
We're a retirement community, and this is the food service department.
Don't you feed them? Like, don't you normally feed them meat or...
Our residents?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. But we don't give any food away either. All our food goes in the trash.
Okay, but what I'm saying is I would like to be a vendor for your group or whatever, for your nursing home. I can provide the extra animals that you need that maybe they're not getting there. Like maybe there's Asians there that aren't getting the cats and dogs that they want to eat.
Did you just say maybe there's Asians here that aren't getting cats and dogs that they want to eat?
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. So true.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to call and speak with someone in the this is the food service department. We don't serve cats and dogs. I'm sorry.
But you serve food, and cats and dogs are just as viable of a food source. And little kids in Africa would be happy to find a dead cat on the street. But
are you serious? Is this a joke?
No, it's true.
All right.
He used to go on missions to Africa all the time.
Okay. Like I said, you would have to call and speak to someone in...
Maybe a man here that can help me? Do you have a man there? Like a male person?
Our director is not here right now. But I can take your number down. Our food service director is not here right now, but I can take your number down and have him call you.
Oh, good. So it is a male. Because sometimes females get a bit emotional about the topic, so I hope you understand.
I do understand, and I'm not trying to be rude in any way, but we don't serve dogs and cats here at all.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. We'll find someone else. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
God.
She wasn't trying to be rude or anything.
No, of course not. Just insulting our whole lifestyle is all.
Did you just say Asian?
I expected her to go, oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And then I said the thing about Africa. She kept her composure. That was actually pretty good for her.
Hey, for her. Baz sent us several numbers. Like, he sent us a forever faithful pet cremation.
Oh. All right.
Hey,
preserving half of the animal for the homeless and they can cremate the other half.
When you tell people who you are, make sure you say your last name is Edison.
Okay.
Okay, so this is pet cremation.
Okay.
Great great granddaughter of Thomas Edison. The inventor of inventing.
You've reached John. Please leave a brief message, and I will return.
Real professional, John. who said it? Somebody said this. Oh God, who the fuck was it? I have to give credit.
Uh-oh. You're not giving people credit again.
Yeah, I don't want to get yelled at. Oh, it's Carl Sanders. He says, trade fireplace ashes for animal ashes. I mean, for animals.
Fireplace. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, because
we'll
they'll
give you fireplace.
Yeah, they'll be like, you know, our customers expect the ashes of their animals. Say cigarette ashes.
So yeah, cigarette ashes.
You're a heavy smoker and you keep all of your ashes just for this purpose. Okay, so this next one is the adoring pet funeral home and cremation.
You feel sick? Yeah.
Uh-oh, do you have to go? Do you need to go puke?
No, I'll be okay, I guess. I felt sick last night, and then I woke up with a black tongue, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, what the hell? Listeners, what does that mean if you wake up with a black tongue? Cause
yeah, I was able to scrape most of it off, but
I'm no longer attracted to Stacy, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think you ever were, so it's okay.
But now I'm really not.
Yeah, so weird.
Carl says you're dying.
You'll like it.
Thank you for calling Adoring Pet Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We are unable to answer your call at this time.
They probably screen all their calls because they get so many pranks.
No. Most people don't get pranks.
Baz says that it's bubonic plague is all.
Oh, thanks. Ooh. I scraped some of it off with my toothbrush, so...
Sinks says that black tongue is often found to be caused by bacteria buildup that's trapped on your tongue. Are you not brushing your tongue when you brush your teeth?
No, I brushed it, like, before I went out last night, so...
Were you licking a frozen pole?
No.
Did you drink Pepto-Bismol?
I did have some Pepto-Bismol.
Okay, Sinks says Pepto-Bismol... How do you pronounce that? I don't... Anyway, it can cause black tongue.
Oh, okay, good.
So just the Pepto stuff, black tongue.
That's good.
Here, let's call one more senior place.
Okay.
Good afternoon. This is Crescent Heights. Bob Sherlock speaking. How can I help you?
Wow, you're excited today. my name is Stacy Edison. I'm calling from one of the local nonprofits here that deals with animals.
Okay.
Oh, do you guys take food donations at all? We have like a bunch of food.
Do we take food donations?
Yeah, we've organized quite a thing here. And
is this food for animals, you're saying?
No, these are animals. Like we have dogs and cats and stuff. And they're all frozen. And they're just kind of piling up and we just need a place to, you know, to get rid of them. But I figure their animals are already dead. You may as well feed them to someone and, you know.
Wait a minute. These are dead animals?
Well, I mean, we do have some live ones if
if you wanted live animals, but...
Well, wait a minute. You know, this is... We're Crescent Heights Retirement Community?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so don't you guys have, like, some old Asians there that might be missing the cats and dogs? And also, you know, in Africa, they eat cats and dogs as well. So if you have any black people there, I mean, black people, Asians, just love it.
I'm sorry. No, I don't think so.
You don't have any black people or Asians there?
Well, there's a few African Americans that live here.
I mean, don't you want to provide for all your residents the good nutritious food that they need?
Well, yeah, this community is one of 300 that the company has. So we buy all our food through Sysco.
But I've got some, like, free food here, and it's a lot.
No, we normally don't. We don't normally take food that's donated. We just don't do that. We purchase all our food.
Well, I mean, I can sell it to you if you want. I mean, I could be a vendor.
We have to get approval to buy from local sources.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll put out in our newsletter that we're waiting for approval for you. So,
okay,
I'll just write it down, and you might get some more phone calls. But should be. I mean, they're just basically going to call you and try to ask.
What kind of food? Again?
Yeah. We have like dogs and cats and birds. I mean, we could thaw them out for you.
You could do what?
We can thaw them out for you if you want. They're frozen.
Cats and dogs?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. No, we don't do that.
Have like a manager there or something that may be more accommodating towards the blacks and the Asians?
No.
Well, you guys are a bunch of racists. I'm going to write to the Better Business Bureau. All right. Thank you.
All righty. All right. Bye-bye.
That was the best.
They just don't get that upset.
They're racist. They have no heart. They're a bunch of jerks.
Call them back and call them a bunch of jerks.
Here, let me make this one.
Okay.
He's probably going to hang up on me.
Same one?
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. This is Crescent Heights Retirement Community. Bob Sherlock speaking. How can I help you?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1.
I don't know why that didn't work out.
I know.
Did you notice he wasn't as cheerful that time?
What?
He wasn't as cheerful that time. Like when he picked up?
Yeah. He seemed a little worn out.
He's like, what's this world coming to? People are eating dogs and cats.
Bears Animal Hospital, it's Marjorie. How can I help you?
Hello, I just need to know if you had any leftover dogs or cats that are not past their expiration date.
I'm sorry?
Or do you have, are we able to, like, does it cost money to adopt animals there?
It does.
Oh, how much?
$55.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay, so what about dead animals? Do you ever have dead animals that you just need to get rid of? Like, what happens when you have a dead animal?
We do a mass cremation.
And how much does that cost you to cremate? Ma'am?
$35.
Okay. So this is perfect. Could I just offer you $10 to take those dead animals off your hands?
Are you calling from a company or...
Oh, I'm calling from the homeless shelter.
Oh.
here in Kannapolis.
And why are you wanting dead animals for?
Well, because we feed them to the homeless. It's part of our
food. Is it a joke?
No, ma'am. No, it's part of our food program.
No. Goodbye.
And, no, I mean, we can offer. I was going to give her $10 instead of her paying $30, $35. God.
He's still on the line.
No, no, it's a dial tone, ma'am. It's a dial tone. Oh, I really got to get that sound effect. Ma'am.
Oh, no. My phone disconnected, or my Skype crashed again.
This lady, I just called a animal hospital, and she said they pay for dead animals. They pay $35 to cremate them, and I told
really?
Yeah, and I told her I would pay her $10 to just take them off her hands, and she got offended and slammed down the phone.
Wow!
And then she tried to pick up again. she got angry because I was still there.
Call her back.
Oh, I already scrolled away from that page.
Oh, do something else then. I don't care.
Okay, well, it's your turn. I just did that one.
Okay. If your cat died, would you feed it to someone?
Sure, why not?
Oh, okay.
I had a cat die not too long ago. I just let the shelter keep it. I mean, the vet.
You donated it.
I assume she gave it to a homeless shelter.
Can I help you?
Oh, I got the wrong number. That's so weird. I was trying to call the animal shelter. You're listed as the animal shelter.
Hang on just a minute.
Uh-oh, they're on to us. Why is he asking you to hold on?
I don't know. He's completing the trace. I was just trying to call the animal shelter. He did say he was the police department, right?
Yeah, Dan. Lieutenant Dan. That's an old fun show reference, by the way.
Oh.
Lieutenant Dan. We got Lieutenant Dan once. I'm the police. I'm going to come after you. My name's Lieutenant Dan. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you think the police station and the animal control could be like a combined building?
Probably. That's probably why he told you to hold.
Her.
So we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I guess I should hang up. I wanted to talk to him. And I wanted to see if, I thought like he was trying to trick us.
Yeah, he is.
You know, people answer police department. But this is the first time we've called, so. Sir, are you just listening to us?
He's tracing us right now.
He's watching the little graphical dot go across the United States. It's getting closer to us.
It's going all the way to Washington.
I'm sorry, sir. I had another phone line ringing. Let me get you the number to the animal shelter.
Oh, okay. Like, do you get a lot of misdirected calls like this?
They have us listed because we do animal control. That's probably why they have us listed that way. No big deal.
You guys have any leftover animals?
I'm sorry, what's the number?
Hey.
It's 357-0805.
Oh, eight.
Wait.
Oh, no, don't ask him inappropriate questions, Stacy.
Well, I just want to know if he has any leftover animals.
If I have any what?
Do you ever have animals that come in to animal control and they die? Like, they just drop dead?
Oh, I don't know. I'm the police department. You'd have to ask the animal shelter that.
Well, shit.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Have a nice day.
You as well.
Goodbye. Stacy?
Wait.
What the hell?
I just asked a question. It's a legit question. Okay? It's a legit animal control question.
I love that we're getting ready to prank a phone number that the police gave us.
He's probably still listening.
Like he's got some sort of magic trace machine that can continue to listen after he hangs up.
Okay, this, I think this is, it's still your turn, yeah.
Okay.
And I guess this is an animal shelter that the police just gave us. Oh, and it's the British animal shelter.
This is the Davidson County Animal Shelter located at 490 Glendale Road. Our operating hours are Monday through
Friday. Thanks a lot, police department.
Call him back and tell him he gave you a wrong number.
No.
Why? Why are you so scared of the police? What'd they ever do to you?
You know what? I just remembered. I mean, you were off the air when I was trying to pretend to be a dial tone. It didn't work. But I have my Asterisk phone system, and it has speakerphone. I could just do this.
Yeah, I could just told do my, that.
Yeah,
call her back and do that.
No, it's not going to happen again.
No, just do it. Just call her back, and as soon as she answers, play that tone, and she'll be like, "All right, mister."
All right, I'll go back two numbers, and hopefully that'll be the right one to call.
Just don't say anything. Just play the tone.
Okay.
And, like, even, like, make it stop and start.
I do need to add a dial tone to my soundboard, though, for when that happens. Mm. Those don't harmonize very well.
Good afternoon, Cabarrus Animal Hospital. It's Brenda. Hello? Hello? Cabarrus Animal Hospital?
That's why I need the sound effect, because it only lasts 30 seconds before it starts doing that.
Oh. She didn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I know if someone called me with a dial tone, I would try and make a call on it. I'd be like, oh, free calls.
Yeah.
1-900.
Free calls.
Are you feeling better?
Marginally. I don't feel like I'm dying anymore, so that's good.
Well, that's good. I'm getting ready to quit for the day. I think I'm about finished.
All right.
Well, I got shit to do.
Gonna go try to hang out with my stupid friend.
Are you gonna go try and get your free lunch still?
Yeah, I'm gonna go try to get my free lunch. It's... Hey, there's nothing wrong with it. We're good friends.
I think...
My boyfriend knows.
I think we should quit as soon as you have a successful call. One more call. Like a call that picks up.
Okay.
So should I call one more animal shelter?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, that's animal control again. It's going to end up being a sheriff or something. Here we go. Surrey County Animal Shelter. What? Hey, are you still there? Ah! I guess Stacy didn't like that idea because she just hung up. I think she had problems again. Fine, I'm going to call Surrey County Animal Shelter. Hang up on me. God. Teehee, I pranked the police department today.
Surrey County Animal Control, this is Carrie.
Hi, this is William from the homeless shelter here in Dobson.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wanting to find out, do you ever have any spare animals there? Like maybe animals that have just died? Because we're trying to get
down. That have just what, honey?
That have just died recently? They're deceased?
I don't understand your question, honey.
Oh, do you ever have just animals that you need to get rid of because they've died?
Well, no, we don't have them just to get rid of them. I'm misunderstanding what you're asking me that for.
Oh, well, because we have a food program here at the homeless shelter.
Uh-huh.
And we just, we're just trying to figure out a way to get more food into our kitchen because we don't get many donations these days.
So you would feed your people there cats and dogs?
Yes, cats and dogs only.
Would you like to speak to my director?
Well, you can't answer the question?
No, I'm not the director.
Well, do you ever have animals there?
I didn't know that you could feed cats and people cats and dogs here.
Oh yeah, it's meat.
I think they do that overseas, but I didn't know that you could do that here.
Oh yeah, I mean pretty much those people overseas, they're human beings just like we are.
Uh-huh.
And our bodies work the same way. We can eat
okay,
meat.
Okay, well, you're the first person like ever to ask me that question, and I don't know the answer, so let me let you talk to my director.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay.
Transfer me to an answering machine. I can't wait.
This is Gay.
Hi, Gay.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was just trying to find out if you've ever had dead animals there, because I work with the homeless shelter. We're just trying to get extra dead animals for our menu.
For what?
To feed, you know, just to help with our food donations?
No, we have a contract for our cats, and we don't do that.
What do you do with them?
We take them to the landfill.
You just bury them?
Yep.
That's like burying food.
No, we're not going to give anybody no animals, cats or dogs to eat.
Why not? You'd rather just let homeless people starve to death?
There's other programs out there to get food for the homeless. We're not going to give them dead dogs and cats from the shelter.
I know, but we can use all the help we can get. Because, I mean,
what homeless shelter are you with?
We're here in Dobson.
You're in Dobson.
Uh-huh.
What's your last name?
My last name is Edison.
William Edison?
Yes, uh-huh. And I'm the director here at the homeless shelter. The Thomas P. Edison Homeless Shelter.
Will you spell your last name for me.
Edison. Just like my...
What's your phone number there?
I'd be area code 336-748-4852.
And what was the name of your homeless shelter?
The Thomas P. Edison Homeless Shelter.
Let me talk to my supervisor and I'll call you back, but I can just about tell you that's not going to happen.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Gay.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Hi, Stacy. Stacy.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that?
Do I hear what?
I keep hearing the Skype ring go over and over.
Oh, I don't hear that. You sound really bad, though. Like, it's suddenly pretty bad. I guess we should have just ended when we had the chance. Hello, Stacy? Hello, Stacy? I'm not hanging up on you. Don't blame me again. Hello, hello? Problem with the call. And she hung up. Now she's going to message me. Why'd you hang up on me? Okay, here she is. Hi, Stacy.
I live in a butthole.
I missed you. I can hear you a lot better now.
Good.
I wasn't talking shit about you at all just now.
Yeah, I know. Corwiener sent me a picture of the fun show sign we used to use.
I remember that on your videos.
I just can't do 4-hour shows anymore. I never have time.
4 hours? You guys did like 8 hours a day.
No, we did like 4 hours at a time, but yeah.
Yeah, you did 4 hours and then you took like a 5-minute break and did 4 more hours.
That was too much. I couldn't handle that. Well, it's hard for me to leave my apartment now because whenever I come home, I want to sleep.
Ah. Why do you want to sleep all the time? Do you work nights?
Yeah, I work nights, but that's not why. It's because I'm lazy.
Ah, I see.
Like, I've been off for 4 days, but I've just been not doing anything. So.
Ah. We should have done shows every day. All day, every day.
Actually, I was kind of busy, but...
Oh, so okay, so now the story changes. Do you have cable television?
No.
Do you have any kind of what do you watch? I've never heard you talk about a television show. What kind of shows do you watch?
TV. I don't really watch TV. What's
the last television show you really loved? Like Friends or something? Family Ties?
The last show that I watched all the time?
Yeah, yeah.
Lost?
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I used to watch that like when it came out, like every day.
Ah, yeah.
And Arrested Development.
Did you know there's a new season of Arrested Development on Netflix?
Yes, and I watched it all.
Yeah, it was crap.
I like the originals.
Me too.
But whatever. like, the whole last season of Arrested Development focused on the last season of Arrested Development.
What, you mean season... the brand new season?
In the brand new season, all they did was explain the last season.
Ah, yeah, yeah. I barely remember what it was about. I just remember I didn't enjoy it too much.
Yeah, it was like the same story except from a different perspective. And it's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know.
Stupid Netflix bringing back awesome shows and making them retarded.
Good job, Netflix.
Do you watch lots of porn? Carl Sanders wants to know.
I watch maybe once every
night,
3 months or so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really into porn that much because my computer slows down significantly.
That's the only reason.
So I'll be watching it and they'll be talking, like, and I'll be like, okay, come on, let's get to the good stuff. It finally gets to the good stuff, or I skip forward. And then the video starts slowing down, but the audio keeps going.
Wow, oh, that's so
it's
hot.
It's like off sync, you know, and it looks really weird.
And suddenly the man has a girl voice.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, suddenly the man is like, oh, yeah. And you're like, what the fuck?
In the porn I watch, the men do that anyway.
Oh. So do you watch porn?
Nope, never. I am a Christian.
Oh. Well.
And you should be ashamed of yourself.
I am.
Okay. Okay, well, before we go, did you want to attempt one more, or should we just give up?
I don't give a shit. I really don't give a shit at this point. I missed out my free lunch. I don't give a fuck. Like, my boyfriend's not here. He hasn't been here for a while. So, I'm just a sad, lonely 30-something that still does prank calls.
That has a boyfriend that lives with his parents still.
Well, he didn't live with his parents, but after college, he probably will.
Hi, Gilaski County, Maine Society.
Hi, my name is Stacy. Are you an animal shelter?
We're a humane society that is located in an animal shelter.
Okay, are you a no-kill shelter, or?
It's complicated. The humane society is no-kill. However, animal control, which we share the facility with is a kill shelter.
Oh, okay. So, do you have any animals that, are recently euthanized that you might want to donate?
You would need to contact the animal control for that. We don't have any. The Humane Society doesn't, but they might. And I can give you the number.
We're kind of looking for a new vendor to provide the meat for our food program for the homeless and for the elderly. We go out and we prepare food for people in nursing homes and in homeless shelters. We're kind of on a shortage of meat. And, we can come in today. If you guys just have some extra animals that, you know, they could still be alive, that would be fine. We can take care of the slaughter and the butchering. Can we just come in and adopt some animals? Like, how much... Can we, like, animals in bulk? Like, they can be alive or dead. Doesn't matter.
And you're doing what with them? I mean, we have dogs and cats. It's what we have here.
Yeah. What we're doing is we're trying to feed the homeless and the elderly.
You're joking, right?
No, like, there's a bunch of Asians that are used to having dogs and cats.
Is this Jen Grimsley?
Huh?
Is this Jen Grimsley?
No, my name is Stacy Edison. So we're trying to get a hold of some groups that might have some extra dogs and cats. Shelters are like a really good source. So we were just seeing if you guys were interested. Like, can we come by today and maybe take a look?
No, I don't think there's any way we can help you.
What if I send someone in to adopt animals just not for killing, just for normal. How much does that cost usually?
I don't know what you mean for just for normal.
Well, don't people come adopt animals all the time?
People come and adopt animals for pets, but not to eat
yeah.
them.
Well, yeah, for pets. So how much would that cost?
It's like $1,000.
No, come on. Be real with me.
Yeah, no. What
you
would need to do...
You don't have to be a bitch about it. Just tell me how much it normally costs.
What you would need to do is you'd need to fill out an application, and then the application is screened, and then we go from there.
Oh, we're just not going to put on the application that we're going to kill the animals. I'll send someone there today, so...
Okay, you do that. Okay. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
$1,000.
You should call and just ask normally how much would be.
It'll come from the same number.
It's okay. Just be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Shh.
Okay.
Here it goes. Same music is playing when she picks up.
Animal control.
Hello. I would like to adopt a pet. How much would that be?
To adopt a pet?
Yeah.
It's $100, but you gotta have an approved application.
Oh, only $100. And how fat are the pets right now? Like, how much meat is on them?
Okay.
Ma'am?
What?
Like, how big are the is your biggest pet that's only $100?
I couldn't tell you.
Why? I don't think she...
Man.
What's that?
I thought that was a man.
Yeah, I did it first too, but then... I don't know if it's the same lady, but I think that was a lady.
That's awesome.
Okay, I think it's time to quit the show.
How fat are the animals?
Did I sound convincing? Was I a good actor?
Yeah, you sounded like you were like...
Like, really wanted to adopt something.
Yeah. Didn't know what, but could have been an African kid or an animal. One of the two.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, everyone, stay tuned next week where me and Stacy are going to call... We're going to call funeral homes and ask what they do with the dead bodies.
If you were dead, would you be okay with people eating you, homeless people?
I really don't give a shit what happens to me when I'm dead. I've actually told my kids when I die, I want them to have me cremated and dump me in a garbage can.
And dump me in a garbage can.
I'm just like, I don't give a shit. I'm dead.
You should tell them to like spread your ashes somewhere like really stupid where it'd be kind of embarrassing.
Yes. Well, I told them my wish was to have my ashes spread across a garbage can.
You should tell them to spread your ashes across a Walmart.
That's a cheerful thought to give my kids.
No, you should be like, hey, I want you to spread my ashes across a Walmart parking lot.
Yes.
And try to get it on people.
You know, Hunter S. Thompson had his ashes fired out of a cannon or something.
Whoa. That's too majestic. I would want my ashes spread on other people.
Oh,
Wednesday.
I should demand that my ashes get used in some sort of elaborate prank.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you know, bring them into Walmart and then accidentally spill them all over a cashier.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my father.
Yeah, my father loved younger ladies. Well, now he's all over you. I'll bet he's real happy right now.
That's the best idea ever.
Yep.
Do you care what happens to your body when you die?
Not really. I mean, like, for my kids, they can pretty much do whatever they want.
Ah.
Their choice. They're the ones that are still living.
I don't want to be buried. That seems like a waste of space. Just filling up funeral homes.
Funerals are for the living, so whatever they want to do is fine. Like, whatever makes them feel better, you know. I don't care. But if I had a choice, like if I die without anybody caring, I'd like my ashes to be used in some sort of elaborate prank as well. Or what I think would be really cool is like put my ashes in like a lightweight basket or something and attach it to a few balloons with a bunch of helium and then like see where it lands and like put a note in there and be like, these are the ashes of, and just make up some stupid ass
dead
story.
Old lady.
I could just make up some stupid story and like, I don't know. That'd be cool.
I should say, I should actually have in my will, I should say I want my ashes to be used in a terrorist plot to kill people.
No, what I could do is put in the basket, put a note, and make up like some really, really weird story, or say that I'm somebody famous or something, and see if it gets on the news.
But then you wouldn't be alive to see it get on the news. So.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm alive or not. Like, just the fact that I know in my dying moment that that's going to happen.
Someone,
awesome.
Someone named Schneebly in the chat room says to brew the ashes into coffee. So we should have someone take our ashes and pour them like into a 7-Eleven coffee bag. Ground up coffees.
You know
people
what?
People could
though?
Drink us.
Seriously though, when I die, like I want people to troll me like for the rest of my life.
What about when your dog dies?
When my dog dies, that's gonna be sad.
You care about your dog more than yourself.
I do.
You're just like those people at the animal shelters.
Yes.
You don't give a shit about the people, just dogs.
Aw. Poor puppies.
Okay, well, we should go. I want Baz to do something. Everyone stay tuned for Baz.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks for everything. Thanks for the ideas, the crazy, wacky ideas of ashes and dogs.
I saw that, yep.
Thanks for all the depressing pranks about dead animals. And
we'll do dead people next time. That would be fun.
Yep. Long live Thomas Edison.
All right, bye.
Bye. Yep. Really, I just wanted to end the show because Ice Goose is here, and fuck that asshole. I don't want to sit here and do a show for him. So whatever. The show's over. It's over. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Welcome back to the stage of history.
Yo, Slim Shady. Yo, I puke, eat it, and freak you. Battle, I'm too weedy to speak to. The only key that I see to defeat you would be for me to remove these two Adidas and beat you, and force feed you in both, and on each feet is a cleat shoe. I lift you off your feet so fast with a roundhouse, you think I pulled the fucking ground out from underneath you. I ain't no fucking GM or cannibal, I ain't trying to shoot you, I'm trying to chop you into pieces and eat you. Wrap you in rope and plastic, stab you with broken glass, and have you with open gashes. Strap you a soaking mattress, coke and acid, black magic, cloaks and daggers. Fuck the planet until it spins on a broken axis. I'm so bananas, I'm showing up to your open casket to fill it full of explosive gases and close it back with a lit match in it while I sit back and just hope it catches. Blow you to fragments, laugh, roll you and smoke the ashes.
I see the light at the end.